How can you hold on when you're on hold? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman. And you know, as Christ followers, that is a question we all face, and usually multiple times in our spiritual journey. We're in that holding room and we see no light at the end of that tunnel. You've been there, haven't you? Maybe you're there now. Well, I'm sharing three basic truths from God's Word that will sustain you when you're on hold. The first was trust in God's sovereignty. He's still in control, regardless of what it looks like to you. And then number two is trust in God's timing. It is almost always not your timing, but you can trust that He knows better than you. And then step three is really critical, and that is to trust in God's love. Often when we're on hold, we begin to wonder if God really cares. Maybe you sang, "Jesus loves me, this I know," as a child, but can you really sing it again? Are you at the place where you have begun to doubt that God loves you? You cannot understand why He keeps you in this holding room if He truly loves you. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God, nothing. Listen again to this incredible truth from Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You may not feel His love, but it doesn't change the fact that He still loves you and always will. In Jeremiah 31, we read, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you." Has someone in your life promised to love you or claimed they loved you, but it was not a dependable love? It was not everlasting? Please believe that God doesn't love like people do. He places His love on you and He will never let go. That's because He doesn't love you and me because we're really lovable. He doesn't love us only when we love Him back. He has declared that His love is everlasting and never fails. If you can believe that today, it will help you hold on while you're on hold. I would recommend a book I wrote called Looking with Forever Eyes. It will help you while you're holding on, and you'll find it available on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.